Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. As a gardener, you must understand a fundamental principle of how plants grow. Plants consume light to provide the energy they need to power and build their bodies. Plants are solar-powered organisms. They use light energy to build sugar out of carbon dioxide and water. The sugar molecules created by photosynthesis store the energy of the sun in their molecular bonds. This sugar, along with tiny amounts of minerals absorbed from the soil, is used to build the body of the plant and run its biological processes. It doesn't take many years of trial and error to discover that to be a successful gardener, you must learn the light preferences for a plant. And then you have to provide that amount of light as closely as possible, just what the plant can need. Certainly other factors such as soil, drainage, and climate are important, but nothing else matters if you don't get the light right. It's simply that critical. The light preferences of our garden plants are based on the natural habitats of their ancestors. If the ancestors were native to sunny fields or a shady forest floor, it affects what light the cultivated plant will need when you plant it in your garden. These light preferences weren't decided by some committee somewhere. These light preferences are based on the genetics of the plants that we grow, and they will not discuss it with us. We have to give them the light that they need, or they're simply not going to thrive for us the way that we want them to. We use some standard terms to describe light conditions, but I think gardeners often don't have a clear understanding of exactly what they mean. First, the term direct sun indicates a situation where the sun is shining directly on a part of your landscape. When you see the sun shining right on a spot, you can say that spot is receiving direct sun. Now, the terms we use to describe the light conditions of our landscape include full sun, part shade, and shade. Now, for full sun, that would be a location of your landscape that gets 8 hours or more of direct sun. A part sun location gets about 4 to 6 hours of direct sun in the course of the day. For part shade, 4 hours of direct sun is what we would look for part shade. And finally, in a shady location, we're looking at a spot that gets about 2 hours of direct sun or lots of dappled light through the day. Now, we do have situations that we call full shade, and this is a spot where we never get really any direct sun. I like to say if somebody ever gives you a plant and says, plant this where the sun don't shine, well, full shade is what they're recommending that you put that plant into. But those are rare conditions in our landscape. Most of our landscape locations get at least some sun during the day. When it comes to gardening, knowing the light conditions in different areas of your landscape is really critical to success. If you're told to plant a shrub that you just bought in partial shade, well, do you know where partial shade actually exists in your landscape? To do this, it's helpful to know the compass directions. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west, and since we're up here in the northern hemisphere, the sun always crosses across the southern part of our sky. So an eastern exposure that gets lots of sun in the morning for about half a day, that's your part shade. The western exposure that gets sun in the afternoon, that's your part sun. A southern exposure gets sun most of the day, that's your full sun, and northern exposures would be your shadier locations. Now do observations over time. Anytime you look at your landscape, look at where the sun is shining and where it's shady, because those observations adding up over time will help you properly evaluate the light conditions in your landscape, and that makes you a more successful gardener. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.